Thank you for downloading this Maritime Law podcast from Coracle Online and Instanco. This podcast looks at the Maritime Labour Convention.
This podcast is sponsored by Halcyon Recruitment. Halcyon Recruitment are specialists in international recruitment for the shore-based maritime sector, with a focus on the chartering, trading, broking, operations, technical and P&I sectors, recruiting from entry-level through to executive management roles. With a high-calibre team of experienced maritime professionals who have all worked in the front line of the industry, Halcyon is uniquely placed to offer a personal and tailored service of outstanding quality to our clients and candidates. For further information, please visit www.halcyonrecruitment.com or call Halcyon Recruitment directly on +44 20 77 17 86 86.
The Maritime Labour Convention 2006, MLC, which may come into effect in the UK as early as October 2012, aims to achieve worldwide protection for all seafarers, of which there are estimated to be 1.2 million globally. In this podcast, we give a brief overview of the main provisions of the MLC and their potential impact for shipowners. The MLC aims to ensure seafarers' rights to decent conditions of employment at sea. It will be the fourth pillar of the international regulatory regime for quality shipping, alongside key conventions of the International Maritime Organization, such as the International Convention for the Safety of Life at Sea, SOLAS, the International Convention on Standards of Training, Certification and Watchkeeping, STCW, and the International Convention for the Prevention of Pollution from Ships, MARPOL. It will consolidate 68 existing maritime labour instruments, such as the Repatriation of Seafarers Convention and the Seafarers Hours of Work and Manning of Ships Convention, updating them to reflect modern conditions of work and language. In some cases, it will introduce new requirements, for example, in respect of seafarers' health and safety. The MLC is divided into five principal sections, covering the following. 1. Minimum requirements for seafarers to work on a ship, including matters such as medical certification of seafarers. 2. Conditions of employment, such as wages and hours of work. 3. Accommodation, recreational facilities, food and catering. 4. Health protection, medical care, welfare and social security protection. 5. Compliance and enforcement. Enforcement will start with the individual seafarers whose terms of employment will be required to be in a single document, a Seafarers Employment Agreement, or SEA, rather than in a crew agreement and a separate employment contract as is presently often the case. Seafarers will have the benefit of a formal complaints procedure in respect of their employment, similar to a grievance procedure on the UK mainland. Shipowners will be required to develop and administer plans to implement the new rules via the ship's masters. Flag states will operate a certification regime to evidence compliance, and port states will verify foreign ships' compliance through a system of inspection and, where appropriate, detention. The MLC also aims to create conditions of fair competition between shipowners. Once the MLC has come into effect, all ships trading internationally will have to meet its requirements, even if their flag states have not ratified it. The global application of the MLC means that it will reduce the ability of flag states that do not ensure satisfactory conditions of work to undercut those flag states that do. The intended system of port state enforcement will mean that those ships carrying the necessary certification will avoid inspection, whereas those that do not will likely suffer delays at port whilst inspection is carried out. The MLC will come into effect 12 months after it has been ratified by at least 30 countries, representing 33% of world gross tonnage. The tonnage threshold has already been reached. At the time of recording this podcast, the MLC has been ratified by 15 countries, including the Marshall Islands, Panama and Liberia, but it is currently unclear when the country ratification threshold will be reached. Our present understanding is that the earliest that the new rules could come into force in the UK is October 2012, but that governmental procedures in respect of consultation and impact assessments and the enacting of domestic legislation may mean a delay of 12 months or more. In the meantime, the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, MCA, has begun publishing draft guidance on its website about how shipowners can start preparing for compliance with the new rules in advance, and the MCA is expected to continue updating that guidance over the coming months. Thanks for listening.